Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Well, we give God praise again today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio again today. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, I'm feeling better day by day. The Lord is blessing us. Hallelujah, and I give him praise, honor, and glory, and majesty. My soul is excited. I'm a proud granddaddy again. 6 grandchildren. Now the Lord is expanding the clan, Shakespeare clan, and we thank God for it. Praise the Lamb of God with little David James, 7 pounds. Oh, my goodness, baby boy, a bundle of joy. We're going to see him as soon as possible. Yes, Lord, I love my grandchildren. I love my children. Hallelujah. Born to my oldest son and his wife, Kimberly. Little Michael and Kim have another baby boy, and we thank God for them. Hallelujah for the addition to the family. That makes my chest just go all the way across the street and come back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, we got a good show lined up today. We're going to talk about love some more today and other dimensions of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Relationships, marriages, things of that nature, so we can bring to you the full package. Praise the Lamb of God this week as we celebrate, praise the Lamb of God, many of the Valentine's Day season. But we want to talk about love in the prophetic love. Why? This is the question. Praise the Lamb of God. Why are there so many believers and so many prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God, who are void of love in their life? Hallelujah. Why are there so many prophetic people? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, stay with us today. Hallelujah. You may learn a little something. Yes, Lord. Why are there so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, who do not have, hallelujah, insight, praise the Lamb of God, and the revelation of God concerning ourselves on what we need to do, praise the Lamb of God, in order for that to manifest in our life. We're going to talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to talk about it today right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you guys. I want the best for everybody. I want the best for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some waters I get a little nervous to step in, but boy, oh boy, this boat has to sail. You know what I mean? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, our God is just so awesome. It's just unbelievable what he's doing in this season, how he's blessing his people over and over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to play a little song for you, and then we are going to come right back. Praise the Lamb of God with our show. I love all of you guys. Be blessed today, okay? All right, let's listen to some Donnie. Praise the Lamb of God.
When I want to feel the presence of the Lord, I go to the songs that have power. Songs that deal with the cross. Because we can't get so advanced that we forget the cross of Calvary. I don't hear you in here. We can't become so progressive that we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was his death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, "Our life ended, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?" Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. A lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there I received my sight, and I See, the generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood of God. I've been singing, glory to His name. See, you young people don't know the song. I am so wondrously saved from my sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. There at the cross where He took me has me singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, precious fountain that saved. I am so glad that I am turning. It was there that Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Have me singing,
glory to His name.
And for those of you that are not saved in the room, come to this fountain so rich. If you plunge in today, you'll be made complete. You'll be singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, singing,
glory to His name. Precious name.
Singing,
God, my God, my God. Woo, when the saints go to worship, I tell you something, boy, praise the Lamb of God. When the saints go to worship, my God in heaven, people of God, what love the Father has for us, hallelujah, in that He gave Jesus Christ, His Son, to die and suffer for us and give His life for us and cause us, praise the Lamb of God, to be a partaker, hallelujah, in the divine nature. My God, my God, my God, what a gift. What a gift that God has given us. Praise the Lamb of God that we have inherited, hallelujah, a position that angels envy. Praise the Lamb of God that He has given us heavenly seats. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God, and we give Him praise and worship at PSM today on our Facebook page and all. We just dedicate this day to worship and praise. People of God, He is worthy. He is worthy of all of our praises, all of our exaltation, all of our extolment. Higher than the heavens, we ought to be lifting the name of the Lord Jesus. Higher than the heavens, we ought to be lifting the praises of God for what He has done for us. My God, my God, my God, it is hard for me to share with you all the good things, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord, hallelujah, is doing even right now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But I am excited about me, Jesus. I'm excited about Him, people, praise the Lamb of God, and I know you are too, and what God is doing in your life, praise the Lamb of God. My granddaughter is on today, Shatwan. Why don't you push one for us today? Praise the Lamb of God on your keypad if you can. Praise the Lamb of God, Shatuan. Are you here? Praise the Lamb of God, my granddaughter. Hallelujah. I just want to share even the more that God is so wonderful in the addition that he has given to our family. Come as a timely a gift to us. Praise the Lamb of God. 20 hours of labor, praise the Lamb of God, was set in place. 20 hours of labor was set in place, people of God. Hallelujah. What travail, but the gift came forth, the promise came forth. And I say to you, praise the Lamb of God. And I thought about this last night. Some of us have been travailing for a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us have been pressing our way, praise the Lamb, to receive what God has for us. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And look what God is doing. He is manifesting the promises. Praise the Lamb of God after much travail. And we give God praise, honor, and glory for it. Amen. We're going on with the show. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have a prayer request, why don't you give it to us now? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Why don't you give us your prayer request right now? You can push 1 on the dial, and we'll get back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you just push 1 on your dial right now and give us your prayer request, we don't mind praying for you, your special prayer request today. Praise the Lord, as God will have it be. Praise the Lamb. Do I have a volunteer prayer? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I have a volunteer prayer today? Someone who would lead us to the throne of grace. If you would, push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will go forth. Hallelujah. Here is, oh boy, they're clicking in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Number 1 here, Erico 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Madjanice.
Madjanice, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, daughter, for calling in today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for each of you that so willingly our intercessors don't mind coming on the show. Praise the Lamb of God and participating. It's about ministry. It's about ministry. It's about ministering to God and ministering to others. Praise the Lamb of God. Prayer is one of the avenues, hallelujah, that we give ministry to God. Prayer is one of those avenues. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God today for Imaginese, who is a part of Apostle Steve Jones' ministry over there at Praise Tabernacle Church of Deliverance in Chicago at 95th. Praise the Lamb of God. And whoo, commercial. Praise the Lamb of God. Right there on the corner. Praise the Lamb of God. And she's going to lead us to the throne of God today as we prepare to pray for you, you, and you. We're remembering the sick and shut in and those that are in hospital wards, those that's on our page, praise the Lamb of God, who desire prayer, hallelujah. We're praying for you today, hallelujah. Those in Mississippi, God can give you a new home. God can restore that has been taken away. Look to the hills from which come your help. Your help comes from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you that still up north buried in snow, digging out, praise the Lamb of God. Be patient. Hallelujah. The Lord has not forgotten you either. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For all that he's doing. But every now and then, people of God, you need to stretch your hands to the heavens, because there's something on your heart that you need from God. We want you to know that God is able today. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah
to your name, God. We bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, Jesus. We love you on today. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for just stretching out your arms and comforting us. Thank you for sending the comforter to the earth realm so that we may have peace, oh God. We have peace in you, but in the world we find tribulation. So we thank you for the peace beyond understanding. We just love you and we desire more of you, oh God. We worship you. We adore you. There is none other like you. You are sovereign, God. You are magnificent, God. You are mighty, God. God, and you are omnipotent, God. So we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, oh God. Thank you for those things that you already have done in the heavens that we await manifestation in the earth realm, oh God. We thank you when we praise you in advance. We say hallelujah, bless your name, glory, and we just ask for forgiveness on today. We ask you for forgiveness, God. Forgive us for those things that are not like you, oh God. Those things that we said and done and thought, God, that did not align up with your word, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you would forgive us. Have mercy on us, oh God, and be moved with compassion and just forgive us, Father. Forgive us today, oh God. We repent. Help us to repent, Father, and turn away from those things that you have already delivered us from.
Yes.
The strength to walk away from those things, Father, and not to go back as a dog returns to his vomit, oh God. Give us the strength, Father, to walk strong and boldly in our deliverance, oh God. Give us the, help us to learn the no ministry, oh God. Help us to say no, God, when we know that it is something that is against your will, oh God. So we thank you, God, for divine strength. We thank you, God, for imposing us with your, infusing us with your spirit, oh God. We thank you, God, for the heart's desire that you have given us, Father, for all of us that you, all of those that you have given the desire to live a life of holiness, oh God, to live a life of righteousness. We thank you, God, for putting that into our heart, oh God. And we ask you, Father, that you would just help us, Father, to keep us on the straight path of righteousness, oh God, for your name's sake, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you would strengthen us, Father, those of us who are single, oh God. Let us not be distracted, Father, from what the world has to offer, oh God. I lift your people up today, oh God, and I ask for supernatural strength, Father, for those who desire to live a life of holiness, oh God. We desire righteousness, oh God, so that we may worship you, Father, with holy hands, so that we may be vessels, Father, infused with your power, oh God, infused with your spirit, oh God. We choose not to defile our bodies, oh God, or defile our minds, Father, with unclean things. So we just ask you, Father, that you would help us in this season. We understand the dispensation that we are in, oh God, and we desire more of you, God. And I lift your people up who need healing, oh God. I lift up Charlotte to you, oh God. I lift up all those who put on the page prayer requests, oh God. I lift up Brett's mother-in-law, whoever is in his family, oh God. I lift them all up to you, oh God, and I ask that you would be moved with compassion, personally feel about their situations, oh God. Release your healing virtue. Jehovah, Lord, we look to you for healing on today. Lord God, you are the one who heals us, oh God, and we look to you for healing, oh God. We ask you, Father, if you would do precision surgery even upon our spirits and our bodies, oh God. Not only heal us, but make us whole, oh God. Remove heart disease on today, oh God. Let our blood be in alignment with the kingdom of heaven, oh God. Let our liver and our kidneys, oh God, and even emotional issues that we may have, oh God, even mental issues, we bind that in the name of Jesus. We ask for mental clarity on today, oh God. We ask you, Father, that our organs would function, Father, with the kingdom of heaven the way that you have created us, oh God, that there would be no sickness, there would be no disease, because we know that you desire that we prosper even as our soul prospers, and you desire that we shall be in good health, so we position your throne for that on today, for good health and long life for your people, for all those who are called by your name, oh God, and I lift up those who are trapped in, Father, from by the blizzards and the storms, oh God, and from everything from the natural things that are happening in the earth realm, oh God. I lift them all up to you, and I ask Jehovah Jireh, be our provider. Make a way where there is no way, oh God. Comfort those, Father. Bring the families together. Bring the people together, oh God. And let it be what they need in this season, oh God. Provide the shelter. Provide the resources for you. You are the source, oh God, and we just ask for the resources, oh God, that we may have those things that we desire, oh God. And we thank you, God, because you are faithful, you are just, and you are righteous, God. So we bless your name, and we just honor you, God. We magnify you, and our soul longs for more of you, God. Just more of you, as my heart's cry out today, oh God, for your people, just more of you, God. We just want more of you, deeper intimacy God. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke, oh God. So we ask for release, oh God. We ask to be able to just feel your very essence in the atmosphere, oh God. That you would come and see about your people, oh God. For we know as a woman travailing because her hour has come. We travail and we cry out to you because we know it is our hour. It is our season. It is our time, oh God. And the birthing pains, we still say yes, oh God. We still say yes. We present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you, because that is the least we can do for what you did for us. Thank you for what you did on Calvary. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And we thank you for taking on the very essence of sin. Although you were perfect, Jesus, we just praise your holy name. Because we didn't deserve it. But you did it anyway. And we say thank you, God.
Rabbi.
Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for loving us so. Thank you for teaching us how to love. Thank you for allowing us to be one with you, even as you and the Father are one. Thank you.
Rabbi.
We love you on today. We honor you. We adore you. We exalt you. We extol you. And we say hallelujah, because there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. We love you on today. And we seal these prayers and we count them done in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain for us. And we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, your will and your way. We say yes, God. We say yes. Even as we see the day approaching, we will not forsake the gathering together, oh God. We will do what you have called us to do, oh God. We say yes, oh God, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bow down in your presence and we just worship you. You are sovereign God. You are mighty God. You are an awesome God. There is none other like you. We bless your name. We honor you and we say holy, holy, holy. Lord, you are holy. You are holy, righteous God. And we thank you. We thank you for your presence. Even now, we bless your name. We kiss the very atmosphere because you are the air that we breathe, oh God. And we thank you for breathing upon us on this day. We thank you and we honor you, God. There is nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing too hard for you. Thank you for moving the way that you're doing in cyberspace and across these airwaves, oh God. We bless your name because there is none other like you. You are holy, God.
Thank you, daughter. Thank you, Imaginees, for being with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. You're listening to Prophet Michael Shakespeare with PSM Live. Praise the Lamb of God with prophetic perspectives. And we are talking about love today. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. Prayed by our daughter, Imaginees. Praise the Lamb of God over in Chicago, Illinois. My goodness gracious. It's a wonder how God can bring all us together from all around the globe. Pray up in the UK, Cuzzo is up there. Praise the Lamb of God, Blossom Shakespeare, and down in Ghana, our son Adam. Praise the Lamb of God, and at the border of Mexico. Praise the Lamb of God, our daughter is down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I just tell you, everywhere, people in Seattle, Washington, people in Connecticut, Buffalo, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, praise the Lamb of God, Mississippi, all around Albuquerque, New Mexico, praise the Lamb of God. We give praise down in the Bayou, all down in New Orleans, praise the Lamb. Mobile, Alabama, coming back up, praise through Arkansas, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I knew I should have got into this in Indiana and Wisconsin, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you today and your calls and the way that you call in and support the show. It's just an awesome thing. Hallelujah. But I felt while Imaginees was praying the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I felt this love. And people of God, let me tell you something. God loves us way more than we love him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God loves us. Oh, my goodness, there is no comparison. If all of us added our love together, it will not compare to the love that God has for us, to the love that God has for us, his understanding, his wisdom, his compassion, his long-suffering, his patience with us. We serve an awesome God, people. We have an awesome God as a Father. Hallelujah. And we should always have our hands lifted in holy reverence unto him for the love that he has bestowed upon us. What love the Father has for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my son, Brett? Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, man of God. Let's get in the saddle here and let's talk about some love today. Praise the Lamb. Uh-oh, there go, wait a minute. There go my brother. There go my son right here. Eric Cole, praise the Lamb of God, 248. Let me get this mic hot. Are you there, Brett?
Hey, Prophet, Grandpapa, how you doing today?
Oh, that's right, Big Grandpapa today, number six. Praise the Lamb of God.
Congratulations.
Big, healthy, strong, beautiful, adorable grandchildren. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord has blessed us with. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And listen, I haven't even reached the plateau of 60, and I have grandchildren, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I might just see my great-grands and my great-great-grands. What you say about that, brother? Praise the Lord. All I say is, for those who are calling me grandpa, do what I did. Hallelujah. You make it to this stage. Let me see how you look and feel when you get my age. Oh, my goodness gracious. That gave me excitement and joy last night. I'm telling you, oh, my goodness. My daughter-in-law, Kimberly, went through a lot, 20 years of labor, 20 hours of labor, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, to bring forth that baby. But she brought that baby forth. Hallelujah. Her fourth one, praise the Lamb of God. She has four children. My son, Michael, and praise them. We give God praise and what have you. I've been talking to him and sharing, praise God. And we're going to Shakespeare's, we do it right, but we have a feast for the child. Praise the Lamb of God. So we got to plan a feast for the family to all get together. Praise the Lamb of God and celebrate that new birth. Pronounce the meaning of his name. Praise the Lamb of God over him. Hallelujah. And invoke the blessing of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, they always bring the baby to me to do that. Praise the Lord, and we just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Woo! What an awesome God we serve. Don't give me too much joy in that. Praise the Lord. Brett, man,
yes.
Let me see, man. We was on to some things yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I don't want nobody to think I'm the love doctor or nothing like that. I'm not boasting in none of that. I done had my ups and my downs, praise, and the first one to admit, praise God, that a lot of, you know, the problems in relationships and marriages, praise the Lamb of God, I raised my hand and said, okay, maybe I was at fault, praise the Lamb of God, I'll take my share of the blame, praise the Lord, of why, my marriages and what have you did not work out. Maybe I was too zealous, praise the Lamb, I didn't give enough attention. But in reading the Word of God, Brent, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when we look at relationships, praise the Lord, and we look at marriage, praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Bible simply commands us to love anyway, praise the Lord. We're supposed to be creatures of love, advocates of love, praise the Lamb of God, and examples of love. We as believers, praise the Lamb of God, are supposed to be that if we're nothing else. Amen. We're supposed to be that, praise the Lamb of God, creatures of love because we mirror God, praise the Lamb of God. Advocates of love, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We are to promote love and be an example of the love of God to everybody. Now, if you're a Christian and you're not that way, then you got a lot of pressing and praying to do, praise the Lamb of God, because that is the major, praise the Lamb of God, the thing that our Christ has given us, praise the Lamb, as believers, as our assignment, as our identification card, as our badge, and as our duty to do. Now, when we start talking about relationships, then we take it another step, praise the Lamb of God. I was reading about, Brett, I was reading about King David and Jonathan, praise the Lord. And the Bible says that these brothers had a relationship, praise the Lamb, and their love was greater than a man is for a woman. That their relationship was greater than a man's love was for a woman. Praise the Lamb of God. What you think that means, Brett?
I mean, they had a brotherly, intimate relationship. That they're careful with one another. They wanted to do whatever they could to help each other, looking out for one another. It would just be that brotherly. You know, it's a certain love that brothers and sisters that come up together. They're bonded and meshed together in a certain kind of way. That's not intimate like physical, but just a caring and compassion for one another is what I would interpret that as saying.
So we have to interpret that as all of the components, praise the Lamb of God, of all the components, praise the Lamb of God, that a man and a woman would have for each other except for sexual intimacy.
Yeah, physical, yeah.
Yeah. Then we have to put the icing on the cake and say that it was agape because that love lasted beyond the borders of death. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, because when we see Jonathan, of course, was killed in battle, praise the Lamb of God, along with his father Saul, King Saul, he was killed, praise the Lamb of God, and all of Saul's sons were killed in that battle, but they had a nephew who should have been killed because when the king was killed, they killed his whole house. They really was after the whole house of Saul. And Mephibosheth lived, and David sent out a decree looking and searching for him, declaring, is there any left in the house, praise the Lamb of God, in the house of Saul, that I may show him the kindness of God for Jonathan's sake, praise the Lamb of God. So his love, praise the Lamb of God, and their love went beyond the grave, praise God, hallelujah. And that's great love there, praise the Lamb. Yeah, that's great love, praise the Lord, especially for two guys who are buddies. That's great love, praise the Lamb of God, and great fellowship. Now, praise the Lamb of God, if we could take our relationships, praise God, hallelujah, and say, wow, if I could get a relationship like that with a young lady, praise the Lamb of God, then evidently all men would be able to say, I got it made, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But there is something I think that we ought to analyze and look at when we think about love relationships, praise the Lamb of God, and that is baggage. One of the hindering factors that puts preclusions in dynamic relationships, praise the Lamb of God, in my years of counseling and what have you, is baggage that people carry. That there's too much, praise the Lamb of God, undealt with luggage, praise the Lamb, from the past that people carry that destroys, hallelujah, distorts and bring into a place of destruction of the relationship that they're involved in. There's a lot of baggage, praise God, that women have, praise the Lamb of God, and maybe we need a woman to come on the panel today to help us talk. If you don't mind, lady, if you want to just push one, we'll light your mic up so you can give us a woman's perspective. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, in my counseling sessions, Brett, praise the Lamb of God, that so many have so many issues of their past that they don't want, praise the Lamb of God, to be revisited in the future in a relationship until they cannot function in a relationship, if you see what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Praise God. And this serves as a big problem. And, of course, it's on both sides of the spectrum, praise the Lamb of God. Past hurts can do this, praise the Lamb of God. But I'm speaking more in general of, praise the Lamb of God, that there are people who have, praise the Lamb of God, some other deep-rooted issues, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, cause them to suspend some of the basic, should I say, functions that's normal in a man and woman relationship that puts them on the, you know, offense to say, I'm not doing that. I'm not showing that kind of affection anymore. I'm not going to be the one that's going to, you know, break and do this and do that and do that, or be the giver, you know, the way I did in the past because of the way I was done. And a lot of people are not cognizant of the fact that this type of mindset will cause, praise the Lamb of God, a hindrance in the relationship, in any new relationship that they enter into. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm really speaking on this from an experienced perspective, praise the Lamb of God, as I've dealt with so many consultations and things of this nature, of why, praise the Lamb of God, let me give you a case scenario. I had a couple that the wife would not bring her husband's plate to the table. She would not fix it because in a past relationship when her ex would get mad at her when she would bring him the food, he would knock the plate out of her hand. He would just knock the plate of food on the floor, you know, just knock it out of her hand in an aggressive way. So she declared in her heart she'll never do it again. The problem served as, praise the Lamb of God, this young man, praise the Lamb, has been reared in a home where his mother always fed his father,
amen,
always brought the plate to the table, always fixed the father's plate, always, you know, did these things. And he wants these things, and even in him sharing with his mother and this, that, and another, his mother was in opposition saying, well, that's not right. She needs to get over that, this, that, and another. But the girl stood strong on, I'll never do it again. And they wind up separating. Praise the Lamb of God. They wind up separating over little issues. Praise the Lamb. Of course, more stemmed from that, but that was one of the things that they just, he would not budge on, she would not budge on, and before you know it, they were going their separate ways because she couldn't get over something that had happened to her in her past. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have these type of situations and circumstances that take place. So each of us, is what I'm saying, Brett, needs to search our hearts, praise the Lamb of God. And it was a love song. Well, it wasn't a love song, but it was a song, praise the Lamb of God, years ago by ZZ Hill, I believe it was. ZZ Hill, my mother used to play it all the time because they were blues players and stuff like that. They played the blues a lot. But the song said, Don't Make Me Pay for His Mistake, or something of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have to come to a place of recognizing that we need to clean our closets out. We need to empty our backpacks of all of the stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that causes us not to be able to go forward in a wholesome relationship. There's so much, praise the Lamb of God, in some of our backpacks that we will not be able to go forward. And another thing that I found, Brett, was, praise the Lamb of God, is the place of philosophical views that have no essence or no intelligent, praise the Lamb of God, outcome. It's just the way things are. These oral traditions, they're unwritten, they're not etched in stone, there is no law or anything, and people engage in them and find themselves in opposition with somebody who says, but that's not the way I do things. I don't care about, you know, everybody does it that way. Who cares, you know? You hear what I'm saying, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. A lot of old traditions and whatnot and things that we carry into marriages. Yeah. I will see that sometimes it's always a sacrifice when you're dealing with marriage. So to say that my wife, she may be hurt or about bringing a plate to the table, to show her love, one of the things she could have done in the past would probably say, well, you know what, I'll go get my own plate. And just to break down that barrier to show her that it's not that big of a deal, that's not that important for you to do that for me, regardless of what my mother did for me. Because I grew up in the same kind of household. My dad was expected the same thing. But I don't always expect my wife to do the same thing for me as my dad. Some things and some baggage that I carry into my marriage that I had to learn. My dad, he shared, his way of talking was always loud and hollering. He might not be hollering, or his way of love was showing was different. And I grew up like that. And it wasn't, I'm still challenged with this today as my voice raised up. That's not the love language my wife wants to hear. She doesn't want to hear that. Once I go up another level, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So, it has to be. I'm learning. I'm trying to learn, and I'm listening to this as a learning experience as well, to be able to communicate the love that I have for my wife without raising my voice, without even if we're having a disagreement. That's something I'm still learning. That's what God is still working with me on. So I do hear what you're saying.
Got something going here, Britt. That's sort of like a, you know, oxymoron or something of that nature. That's kind of, well, let me put it as a paradoxical. On one hand, you said one thing. On another hand, you said you're doing another thing. You know, number one, when it comes down to the plate being brought to the table, you say, well, you just get up and go and get your own plate, blah, 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 to show forth a loving relationship. You know, and that, you know, it doesn't matter, I'll get my own plate, blah, 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 because that's tradition. But then the flip side of the coin is in your home, your father raised his voice, and now at times you find yourself mimicking, and your wife does not appreciate that, so you're working on that. And that's my premise, is that each of us need to work on, praise the Lamb of God, those issues that hinder us, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, from satisfying our mate, praise the Lamb of God, because that is the reason, praise the Lamb of God, that you are together, and that is what is demanded, praise the Lamb of God, of your marriage vows and what have you, praise the Lord. So we have to find a place to break, hallelujah, these hard places of incidents that have taken place in our lives, praise the Lamb, that we don't want repeated, but we keep repeating them in our memory. Mm-hmm. We're repeating it. Nobody's repeating it. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You never knock the plate out of, you know, the hand of, or, you know, or the guy. He never knocked the plate out of her hand. But she's repeating this in her head. And it's evident, praise the Lamb of God, that this has been something that has become a stronghold and that needs, praise the Lamb of God, some praying, some fasting, and some trusting and looking at the person that she has married and not the person that she was with. See, and that's exactly what I'm talking about here today. That relationships, praise the Lamb of God, in our society have gone south. Praise the Lamb of God. There are so many of us that does not have a wholesome relationship, a fulfilling relationship, and what have you, because of our past baggage, because of stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that we carry into the next relationship. I shared a few months ago, I talked about exiting and entering, praise the Lamb. And the way we exit many times in these relationships, the way we exit out of them and what we carry out of them, we don't go into our place of dissemination or dissembling that has been assembled that is a problem with us, and we need to rid ourselves of it so that we won't have all of these psychological issues that manifest when we come into another relationship. We need purging. We need cleansing. We need to forgive the past. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of this is biblical principles on what we need to do, praise the Lamb of God, in order to have wholesome relationships. We need to forgive the past. There's people in our past that we either need to have a conversation with, or we need to have a conversation with what went down, praise the Lamb of God, and say, you know what? I am not going to allow that to rob me of my joy or to destroy, praise the Lamb of God, that God is trying to bring into my life or that he has given me. Because watch this now. We're in this season of manifestation and promise, praise the Lamb of God, and some of us going to hear some bells ringing. Hallelujah. Some of us going to come into a place of meeting and connecting with that significant other as a part of the promise, because God has promised some of us a mate, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm going to give you a husband. I'm going to give you a wife, praise the Lamb of God. There's only two reasons for hold up. Praise the Lamb. Since the Lord's hand is not slack, there's got to be only two reasons for the hold up. Either God's preparing him, God's preparing her, or he preparing them. So if God has promised something, we have to have the mind to say, now, if God promised me a husband, I got to start looking at the issues that I have.
Amen.
And some of us let it come out of our mouth and in our minds and entertain it without, praise the Lamb of God, putting it under arrest and say, you know what, I got to deal with this demon. I didn't took a demon for a pet here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I had to deal with this because this is not God.
Prophet, would you say that one of the blockages that many people, men and women, carry into relationship are those soul ties, from previous relationship, as you said, how we leave out of one relationship into another. If we carry those soul ties into those different relationships, they infect them with negative activity. And one of the ways that you can, one of the ways to improve everything is that intimacy with God. I remember you talked, when I first started listening to this show, one topic you was on that I've held strong to is that intimacy with God. And when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time studying that word, the love is going to exude from your person. It's going to exude from your, from who you are if you're truly intimate with God. If not, and you half-heartedly going into your relationship with God, then it's going to pour out into your relationships at home. And this is some of the things that I'm learning.
Well, you know, you mentioned something that is very vital pressing, praise the Lamb of God, when you mention soul ties. Now, when you start talking about a soul tie, praise the Lamb of God. Now, watch this now, praise the Lamb of God. Soul tie is not really, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a element that disrupts, praise the Lamb of God, your relationship. A soul tie is when you cannot remove, praise the Lamb of God, the spirit of a person from you so that you can go on. See, soul ties happen when you're not able to break away from, praise the Lamb of God, loving someone so that you can love the next person. I taught this class in Atlanta, Georgia, on soul ties, and I shared with them that soul ties can, some people's soul ties go beyond the grave. And when I finished teaching this and we had prayer and the Spirit of the Lord moved in that room so mightily until it destroyed, praise the Lamb of God, the yoke of bondage, ladies came up to me and took off their rings. Took off their rings, wanted to leave them on the altar. I said, no, take your diamond home and take it to a jeweler or something. Do something else with it. You know, sell it. Do something else with it. Give it to your granddaughter when she get married. Don't leave it with me. Praise the Lamb of God. But they was pulling off their rings of dead husbands. Husbands who was dead, but they were still wearing. This one woman said, my husband been dead 10 years, and I'm still wearing my wedding band. I haven't dated or anything. I said, you just may be missing something else that God has for you. And you all wrapped up in that, praise the Lamb of God, and God has better for you. But you'll never get your better and never know and never treat your better in the way that it should be treated because your soul is wrapped around something, hallelujah, that does not care about you anymore. Praise the Lamb of God, or can't do anything for you anymore, hallelujah. Ain't no sense of you keeping your soul wrapped around the dead. The dead is gone with the Lord. Ain't no sense of you keeping your soul wrapped around that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's nowhere in the Bible that you can find that your soul is supposed to stay wrapped around that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be freedom people. We're supposed to be free, liberated, not in any bondages. And all of that can be a bondage to you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We have to come to a place of recognizing that these soulless ties that we get into, and many of my sexual soul ties, praise the Lord, and many of us, that's what we seal the deal with them at, is in that intimate relationship because we become one in those intimate relationships. And we wrap our souls around other people. And we have to be very careful when you have those soul ties. Then you find yourself not being able to function, praise the Lamb of God, even though this person looks you in the face and tell you they hate you, they despise you, they don't want you no more, you still chasing up behind them like a little puppy dog. You still thinking they're going to come back through the door. When the soul tie is the reason why you're doing that. Because you wrap your soul around that person. You allowed your soul. You want me to tell you why soul ties exist like that, son?
I'm listening, prophet.
Because your soul is not given to the Lord properly.
Yeah,
when your soul is wrapped around God, you can't wrap around nothing else.
Right. Amen.
I said it. I'll say it again. Praise the Lamb of God. When your soul wrapped around God, it can't wrap around nothing else. A lot of us say we love Jesus with our whole heart, and we love God with our whole heart and mind. Y'all know the prophet's feeling better now. You can hear my voice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That we love God and we love Jesus with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise the Lamb of God. But that's just lip service. There's really a man or a woman that we love on that level. We love God because God is the means to bring to us what we really want. We got God like he's a genie in a bottle. Rub him and get my three wishes. But my heart is not really in him. My soul is not really given over to him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Because when your soul is given to God, how is it going to be given to the devil at the same time? How I'm going to have a soul tie with something else, and my soul loves Jesus all at the same time, more than I love any. If it was that way, then nothing else could wrap themselves around my soul. Mm-hmm. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong. Ding dong. The witch just fell in the toilet. Ding dong, ding dong. Praise the Lamb. We must come to a place of understanding that relationship, praise the Lamb of God, is vital to us as believers. There's a lot of us that's just throwing up our hands saying, well, I guess it's just meant for me to be alone. And God is saying, no, it ain't. I have somebody for you, but you're not willing to let go of all of the mess that's in your past so that you can have this person. There's a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, that just need a purging, praise the Lamb of God, a purging, and a lot of us need to just admit, praise the Lamb of God, that there are some issues that we have that we need to deal with.
Amen.
That there are some issues that we have that we need to deal with, praise the Lamb of God, and then deal with them. That's hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. Some of us are too controlling. Hello, light bulbs. Some of us have insecurity out the wazoo. It's crazy how our insecurities are. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us it just slipped my mind. Praise the Lamb of God. We have problems, praise the Lamb of God, in the area of being faithful. We can't be faithful. And we need to deal with that. Why can't I be faithful? Why can't I be faithful? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you have to ask yourself, what am I faithful to? Praise God. Because if you have a faithless problem in one area, then you're unfaithful in other areas. You may not admit it, but you are. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not zealous to nothing. Because people who can commit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to God, people who can commit to his word, people who can commit to living the way God wants them to live, praise the Lamb of God, living by the word, can be faithful in relationship. It's been tried, tested, and proven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Can be faithful in other areas. But if you're just unfaithful. But we need to admit things to ourselves. You know, that's one thing I say about the 12-step program. Praise the Lamb of God. When the first step in the program is admittance that you have a problem. Hallelujah. And when you admit that you have a problem, then your second step is to identify your problem. Praise the Lamb of God. What is my true problem? What is the true issue with me? The third thing is to seek, praise the Lamb of God, help and intervention, praise the Lamb of God,
amen,
so that somebody can help me deal with my issue, whether it's Jesus, whether it's fasting, whether it's the word, or whether it's a counselor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people don't want to listen to this kind of stuff because they think it makes something wrong with them. But it doesn't. It makes something right with you. Praise the Lamb of God. When you want to get yourself together and bring yourself into a wholeness so that you can have whole relationships with people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Without dealing, going back and forward and back and forward with issues of the past. Praise the Lamb. Because your past can cancel your present. It can very well cancel your present and do damage to your future if you don't deal with your past. Praise the Lamb of God. It can come back and haunt you and bite you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to deal with that kind of stuff, you know. I wanted to deal with this. I was watching CNN, and there is so much hatred, love hatred in the world until it's crazy. Over in India, they have people, praise the Lamb of God, that even that's celebrating Valentine's, they have hate mongers who are beating anyone that they find, praise the Lamb of God, celebrating Valentine's Day.
Wow.
They're literally beating them with their fists and slapping men around and everything. Gangs are doing this. That's how much hatred is in our world. They don't even want to celebrate love. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. When your heart does not want to embrace love, praise the Lamb of God, you have a callous, you have a problem within you, praise the Lamb of God, that you need to break, that you need to break. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us are so self-centered in our lives and in our dealings until we already have a menu for the way life is supposed to be and what is going to happen in our relationships and this, that, and another, until when we enter into it, Brett, we leave out that relationship is compromised.
Amen.
So then we want everything to go our way.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
I know exactly what you're saying. I'm telling you. Wow, that's amazing because, you know, I thought certain things were supposed to go a certain way. And I just thought I had it all figured out.
No, it's a compromise. And a lot of people want the compromise. They don't want to come to a place of saying, you know, I'm going to have to give this up. Well, I can't have it this way. Well, we have this television, childhood, thing that runs around in our head, this little kid that runs around inside of us that projects to us the way our marriage is going to be, or we look at somebody else's relationship, or, you know, we reflect on this and that, or girlfriends, and I want somebody just like you, and I want my relationship to be just like you all's. When you're not going to be with that person that they're with, and you are not the person that they're with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you are unique in your own way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so the first thing that has to happen for two people to really get along is that both people drop, praise the Lamb of God, this unrealistic, praise the Lamb of God, approach about what relationship and marriage is. Because it's unrealistic. You're not going to hear music every time you touch their hand.
Amen.
Am I right about it, Brett?
No, you're absolutely right. It's not always easy. It's not always
the
easy.
It ain't going to shine every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some disagreements.
It's going going to be disagreements. It's going to
praise
where's
the Lamb of God. And sometimes those disagreements go in with somebody being disagreeable
and saying some hurtful things. As a chance of hurtful things are being said, but that's where the love comes back in. Do you love that person enough to forget what was said, forgive them, and move forth? Where can you both compromise? Where were we both wrong? And I'm telling you, the one thing that I've always, the word intimacy always keep on shining back up, because if you're intimate, you have an intimate relationship with God, if your heart is not so hard anymore. You're open to forgive, as you talked about yesterday. How many times are you supposed to forgive somebody every day? 70 times, 7, you know, 70 times. That's a lot of times you've forgiven somebody in one day. You done forgot how many times. You done forgot so many. That's 400-something times. You done forgot so many times.
But what does the word really forgive, what does that really entail, praise the Lamb of God, is forget.
Forget, exactly, yes.
In the word forgive is forget, praise the Lamb of God. And we have to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, you know, that we too can be just as, what is the word I'm looking for here? Praise the Lamb of God. Just as, I don't want to use the word obnoxious or abrasive, just as abrasive as the other person at
mm-hmm.
some time or another. And it may be something simple as, you know, you got a headache and you sitting on the sofa and you watching a television program and you into the program, but your head is hurting, but your significant other doesn't know it. And they in the other room and holler at you and say, "Hey, bring me a glass of water." And you snap and say, "I ain't bringing you nothing. Get it yourself." That little term right there could bring a rip in your relationship that, if it's not dealt with, will take you to divorce court or take you to separation.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will ever know that it was because of what took that one incident fueled everything else. Everything else was thrown on that fire because no one said, "You know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have answered you that way. I really had a headache. You know, I would have got you the glass of water, but, you know, my head was hurting, and I don't know why I snapped." And then
the
same person will get up and get in the bed and go to bed and go to sleep, and the other person is laying next to him and saying, "Now, I'll do anything she asks me to do. I'll do anything he asks me to do. I ask for a glass of water. I get treated like a dog." And that can marinate down in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God. So relationships have to be maintenance consistently.
Consistently. Every day.
Relationships have to be maintenance, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you ain't going to work at a relationship, you're not going to have one. You're not willing to work and work through and work out, praise the Lamb of God, you're not going to have a relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be sitting up talking about Jesus is going to send me somebody. Jesus said he's going to do it. I know the Lord's going to do it. And you sitting there with all your issues, praise the Lamb of God, ignoring that you have a problem that needs to be dealt with.
Self-evaluation.
That needs to be dealt with so God can send you somebody, so that you can have a whole relationship with, because you don't want to forgive your past. You don't want to deal with it. Let me tell you something that happens, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, that I know the average woman can't deal with, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. This is going to light a fire. And women, as we already said, you could push one, some of you women, and talk about this, praise the Lamb of God, so that it won't be a one-sided situation. But because all they're going to do is get off Brit and say, "Yeah, but that, didn't know, we didn't get a chance to say, you have a chance, all you got to do is push one on your down." Lamb of God. Don't be going, that go one push now. See, praise the Lamb. But let me tell you something that happened. Okay, no, daughter, don't be running. Did you push one or didn't? Praise the Lamb of God. they unbushed. Praise. This is what I want to say. This is what I want to say. All right, Juan, your mic is hot. This is what I want to say. Brett, I have, praise the Lamb of God, for some time now. Now, a lot of people don't know this. I've been married, praise the Lamb of God. Well, I was married for 33 years between two women. I was married 33 years. And I tell anybody, you may say my this, that, another, but I do have a track record of tenure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And my marriage relationship, praise the Lamb of God, even when they ended, did not end in fist fighting, throwing stuff through the house, this, another. And also, watch this, including these past holidays, Christmas and what have you, both my ex-wives sat at my table right here where I'm living and ate and talked and laughed together. Thanksgiving, both of them was together. If my daughter was on, she'll tell you, I'm not lying. And this has been going on for years. Even when I was married, praise the Lamb of God, to my ex-wife, my first wife used to come to our house on holidays and enjoy the festivities and what have you right along with us and the kids. Praise the Lamb. But there's some women couldn't deal with that, and I know I'm telling the truth. There are some women, praise the Lamb of God, that if I was in a relationship with them and I told them that this happens, they'll be talking about, well, why? That don't seem right. They couldn't deal with it. But there's nowhere, praise the Lamb of God, where it's etched in stone, written nowhere. It's an all ignorant tradition out of hatred and malice, covetedness, and selfishness that says that's not supposed to happen. So, Twan, your mic is hot. Hello?
I agree with what you're saying. It should not be that way, but I believe it's that way because the women still have some type of feeling for that man, and they can't get over it. So they.
What you mean the women does?
The woman. That's why she's angry. That's why she can't get along with the next woman or the next wife. It's because she has some type of feeling for him. She hasn't gotten over him.
No. Well, I understand that scenario. I'm saying I have these two women sitting at my table at Christmas Day. All right?
Okay.
Now, I'm talking about a new woman coming in your life who don't even know them.
Uh-huh.
Who will say, I don't think that's right. And if we get married, I don't want them at my house on Christmas. For what reason? Why? I'm just saying, why are women, I guess I just watched them just say it like it is, Brett.
Oh,
why are
it.
Women catty? Hello, light bulb.
Women are catty because they're territorial.
I said it took everything out. All the horses in me were pulling back, but I let it out, Brett. Why are you all so catty?
They're territorial. They feel like if the old woman comes back, that man is going to see something that he saw in them, and he's going to start to want them back. They're not secure in where they are, so they're going to be catty.
Well, that's crazy to me. I mean.
Crazy to me too, Prophet. It's really crazy.
We can't understand women anyway.
I hit the jackpot. It's about five lines lined up. Okay. Erica 301, what you got to say?
Amen. God bless you. You've really covered a lot of ground.
Who is this? Is this Shirley?
Sister Cheryl, it is. God bless you and bless everyone on the line.
All right.
Amen. But I just wanted to just interject. I want to go back because as you were speaking, I've just been here chuckling, just laughing within myself because I'm the one the Lord has told many a time, I have a husband for you. I have someone for you. I have someone for you. And I hear it and I don't. God is healing me from great abuse throughout my life, and I think that's why he has me on this love journey and this love walk, It's something you said yesterday that I never really thought of. I knew God was perfecting me in the area of my love walk with others. I never thought about it so much with him or with me. And obviously, how can you receive love if you don't, you know, love yourself? You're going to reject it. And no matter which way it comes to you, I've put up a lot of barriers and walls to protect myself. And God would always say, I love you, I love you. And I would think, why is he always telling me that? But the reality of it is, those words to me didn't mean what it should mean. It meant trouble. It meant abuse. It meant everything that was opposite of what God originally intended it to be. So I would hear him, but couldn't connect to it. And it's like he was driving it home and drilling it in me. I love you. And I would think, what is love? Love is disappointment. Love is, you know, the opposite of what 1 Corinthians, you know, 13 says that love is, you know, to me. So I'm learning. I don't have as many issues as I did prior to reject what God has. I think I just haven't come into agreement with it. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just not necessarily in agreement with it. I'm neutral on that particular issue because it's been a long time and I've lived a life of solitude. I wasn't one who chased with my flesh. When I came out of the world, I came out of the world, but I also thought everybody else did. So there was just a lot of confusion in terms of being holding God and people living and going back and forth. So it's been several years, but nevertheless, I've just come to the place of learning to live and be alone. But I want to come in agreement if that's what God wants for me. I realize that could be pride, and also I realize that could be rebellion, and I'm just starting to realize.
God wants you to come in. Place. God wants you to come into the place, and this for all of us. God wants us to come into the place of accepting his love as the ultimate love, realizing that love, and allowing his love to heal all of our wounds, all of our scars, all of our past hurts, and to recognize that that love accepts us just as we are, and has the power and ability to transform us into what he would have us to be, and that is a reflection of his love.
Yes.
We can love like him. The second part of that is acceptance. Praise the Lamb of God. When we accept his love, praise the Lamb, then we can accept others. One of the things I share with people all the time, I have a very high tolerance for people who other people don't. And the reason why I have it is because I do my best to look through the lenses of God. And the only pair of glasses that I can see to put on clearly is my God love glasses. When I look through the lenses of God's love, I see human frailty. I see fragmented pieces of whatever has went on in people's lives, such as you're talking about, that leaves them the way they are. But at the same time, I have an acceptance for them because God accepted me fragmented. God accepted me broken. God accepted me in a rejected state. And so my love, praise the Lamb of God, which is really the love of God, helps me to attempt to minister to them in a way, to build them up and to bring them out of the dark that they have lived in and that I see that they're tormented with. Watch this. If they want the assistance. But when I see head games being played, praise the Lamb of God, and you really don't want to change, then I do the same thing God does. I withdraw myself because that's what God does. You're not willing to accept true love. True love, praise the Lamb of God, given is true love taken. True love taken is true love given out. We have the love of God, and then we're supposed to take his love and spread it abroad. If he accepted me, we can accept. If he tolerated me, we can tolerate. If he forgave me, we can forgive. If he cast it in the sea of forgetfulness, I have the same ability. That just simply means I will not charge it to you again. Not that it's not there in my mind that it happened, but I will not charge it to you again. I will be able to bring a plate to the table and serve the person that loves me and shows me love because I have forgiven the person in yesterday. I have let that go, and I'm not going to charge that to you. We have to come to a place, people of God, of understanding. My granddaughter, let me say this to you, praise the Lamb. I've been wanting to say this ever since Sister Cheryl started. But let me say this to you. The problem at the table with another woman that is the father, is the mother of the children of the man, or the man, and vice versa, is a lack of trust of yourself, praise the Lamb of God. It's not that you think that the man is going to do this or the woman still got feelings and this, that, or another. That shouldn't be your issue because of your trust in the person that you have committed to and that is committed to you. When a man brings a woman into a circle like that, if a man brings a woman, praise the Lamb of God, into a circle with his ex-wives, that's a statement in itself to the woman that he's with. Am I right, Brett?
Yeah, because you showing these women like, look, this is the woman I'm with, and I'm willing to take her anywhere.
I'm willing to take her anywhere, no matter who's there. Praise the Lamb of God.
This is who I
want to be with, and this is who I'm going to be with. And if you are here in this room with us, and all of you knew that this is the setting, then acceptance has to come. Not all of this mindset, praise the Lamb of God, of mistrust, and all of these suppositions and assumptions that goes on the inside of the human mind that causes rips and causes arguments, that causes distrust. And that breaks relationships because we have issues that we don't want to admit to that we can't trust because we don't trust ourselves. The average person that don't trust people don't trust themselves. Ding dong. Let me open this next mic. Circle 614. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone.
Lily, how you doing down there in Ohio?
I'm doing well. Keeping my spirits up. I got some things, a lot of things going on with my health, but I'm keeping my spirits up.
All right.
I wanted to answer your question as far as the two women at the table and then you bring in another woman. You hit it on the head because usually when that woman has an issue, the new woman has an issue, it's insecurity within herself.
Yeah.
She is insecure with relationships because she does feel either that man will try something or that woman will try something, even if there's no way something is going on. Like you said, she doesn't trust, but the trust doesn't necessarily come from the man or the woman. The trust comes from within her. Usually that distrust dates back to someone that she's already been with who hurt her and has destroyed her trust factor.
Truly. Truly.
And
women need to understand this. Ladies, Brett and I are going to help you all out. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope some men listening too. Because we want to help. I really want to help somebody today. Can I say what I got to say? Praise the Lamb of God. Women, let me tell you something. One of the biggest turnoffs in the world to any man, pray, I'm going to tell you this about your trust factor, is you grabbing his telephone. Telephone alone. If you don't trust him, quit him.
That's so
don't
amen.
Keep going and grabbing his phone, looking in his
amen.
Phone, looking at pictures, looking at this, looking
yes.
at text messages, going through his telephone. That's one of the biggest turnoffs that any woman can give to a man. Stay out of his pocket.
That's right.
He is not your child.
That's right.
Stay out of his clothes. Stay out of his wallet. Give him his space.
That's right, Prophet.
And appreciate that in a woman.
You got to respect it. You have to respect it.
And you have to respect that.
Yeah.
Likewise, men do the same thing.
Men got the same
I am never winning my wife's purse.
Me neither.
I am never winning her phone checking who called. Who was she talking to?
That's right.
Because you want me to tell you something? If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
Yeah, you're right. They are. They are.
Yes.
I done said it. You can ring every bell you got. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
Ding, ding, ding.
And if they're going to be faithful, they're going to be faithful. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just that simple. That mind is already made up.
Yes, it is.
That mind is already made up. But let me tell you what you can do. You can accuse a man of a woman so long until after you get through whipping him, he'll think, well, I took the whipping.
He going to go do the act.
I just wanted to go and do it. You didn't whip me for it.
Yeah, that's true, Prophet. That is true.
That's true.
See, Steve Harvey wrote a book, Think Like a Man, all that kind of stuff. You better listen to what I'm telling you.
Think like a man, act like a woman.
Keep pressuring that man to see what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me tell you something. I tell women this all the time. I taught this to my daughter. Men grew up playing games. Don't start a game with a man. He's going to play it with you.
Mm. Oh, yes, he will.
Whether it's a head game or whatever. If you start a game, you're going to have something going on. Because the first thing we get when we little boys is games.
Uh-huh.
Balls. Basketballs are brought to us sometimes at birth. Football. Mm-hmm. From birth. Catcher's mitts is hanging on the walls of little boys.
Uh-huh.
You all play imaginary stuff. House. With little teapots and all of that kind of stuff. That forms your world, your imaginary world of love and this, that, and another. A man is taught from growing up, the first thing his daddy started to do is playing ball with him, teaching him how to play a game. And once he get into that competitive nature, don't you challenge him. You challenging him to cheat, the more you accuse him. I'm trying to help you.
Wow.
Praise the Lamb of God. Trying to help you. That's his nature. It's welled into his nature to play the game with you. You want to play a mind game with him, he's going to outthink you. He's going to be playing chess while you cooking. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't listen to the prophet. Don't listen to the prophet. See, Brett quiet. Brett said, "Prophet, the gold on him." Brett being quiet. No, I done let the cat out the bag. That is it right there.
Dang.
And some men can't help it because it's indoctrinated in them from a child up. And once you start the game, they're going to play it with you.
And then,
a man say this about his woman. She thinks she's slick. She in trouble.
As young men growing up, it's pretty much embedded in your youth as a young man when you start dating girls. You know what I'm saying? You're challenged by your peers. to see how many females and this and that and whatnot. And it's a part of the culture growing up. I can't imagine what it is like now.
I mean, from the moment, the first girl, when a guy see a girl, he's standing there with his friends, game star. The guys look at him and say, oh, you like her, you can't get her.
I bet you can't get her.
It becomes a game. You don't know it, but he letting the guys know, I can get her. Sometimes he fool around and fall in love.
It started like that. I fall in love with her. Exactly.
It started out a game.
Yep.
I promise you. You better listen to the problem. Erico 248, your mic is hot.
Hello,
Erico 248.
This is the man favor. First of all, I want to thank God for
this. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was enjoying you talking about that new grandson. It made me think about when you walked in when Samuel was born. But I just want to thank God for delivering me from being that toy in that game. Amen. I mean, if they're looking for a toy or a game, they need to go to Mattel. I'm so thankful God is keeping me. That's one thing I want to say. Another thing, I just wanted to ask you a question, Prophet Shakespeare. You know, you were mentioning about, you know, the phone. You know, I've been guilty of doing that, and it was only because of insecurity of being in a relationship that wasn't of God. But I know the technology has changed, you know, and I just want to know, you know, your stance on how, you know, back in the olden days we didn't have cell phones or pagers, you know, and, you know, when you're in a marriage and in a relationship, you know, people pick up the phone when someone calls, and I even know when pagers and things start, you know, coming into play, people that are in relationships, you know, men that were confident in their relationship didn't have a problem with their, you know, wife. You know, the pager was going off. You know, check and see who that is. And even some with, you know, with these cell phones, you know, don't have a problem with them, you know, answering it because they don't have anything to hide. But now that technology has came into play, I mean, you know yourself, people can get in touch with you, even your children, wherever you are. You could be in the middle of having dinner, you know, and how people do the texting and all of that. How do you feel about, you know, the cell phones and the respect level for your mate? You know, you're out at dinner and things of that nature. What is your stance on it? How do you feel about that? So,
well, I think respect needs to be given in every situation and circumstance. And I believe that when a man really care about his woman and what have you, he will designate time, you know, for his cell phone. But the problem comes in when man, I see you callers. Don't go nowhere. I see you 313. I see you 773. I'm coming to you. But this is the problem that happens. Again, it's about your mind and what you've been through and what has happened to you in your lifetime. And what happens is, here's a guy who stays on his phone, such as me. I'm always on my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even now on the show, I'm checking my text, I'll check my text, blah, 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 blah. That's just a multitasking kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And by being a pastor and then all the work that I have to do, my phone goes on and off all the time. If I'm with my significant other, praise the Lamb of God, I will set my phone to the side, put it on silent, so I won't even hear it go off and turn it over on his face so I can spend that significant time. However, in the mind of the person you with, they'll say, why you ain't checking your phone? They don't take it as you respecting them. They take it as you don't want to answer your phone because woman.
You're right.
I mean, women have so much going on the inside of them.
Ooh. Ouch. You're right.
That is crazy. And then if you answer your phone, then you're not giving me your undivided attention.
I hear you,
have heard that.
What do we do? Give
my attention. The baby ain't gonna answer my phone, ain't gonna touch my phone, I'll be with you. Then Yeah, I know why you ain't answering your phone. I heard it over there. Just check
Come
and see
on,
who it is anyway. Who was that? Okay,
right.
That was James.
Yeah, right.
Let me see.
The prophet, for real.
Okay.
We're single.
Right.
We're single women, right? You know, say, for instance, you know, we began to start dating a man of God, of course. You know, how do you express your, you know, concern to a man of God that you're just getting to know and, you know, okay, say you're 3 or 4 months into dating them, and you can tell, you know, when a person's constantly always checking their phone, their facial expressions, they're laughing, they're smiling, like, oh, you know, who is this? How do you express, you know, that, you know, don't you think that's kind of like a little bit rude, or you just dismiss them immediately, like they're being disrespectful? You know what I'm saying to you?
I think if you talk to a man, if a woman approach a man, especially women, you all have the power.
You got the power.
You just got to know how to work your power.
You got to hold me.
Yes, watch this. You can be in the car riding together, and you can just grab his hand, and ain't no phones or nothing going off, and say, baby, let's do something today. So what's that, babe? Let's put our phones on silent and just have our time.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you, alarm gonna go off on me. He'll say, okay, babe. Or he gonna say, sweetheart, you know, I got one call that I gotta take.
I'm expecting a call.
I gotta
after
take.
That
normally means it's the money involved.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, say that it's a money play.
Yes, sir.
I gotta take that call.
I'm taking this call.
I'm taking this call. Now, baby, give me a minute. I got to take this call. There's money involved.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me open some other mics up here.
Okay. All right.
773 area code. Your mic hot?
Hello?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Brother Brett and everybody that called in. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm enjoying this show. But what keeps coming up in my mind, I agree with everything you guys are seeing, but accountability keeps coming up in my mind. Accountability. I was talking to my little brother at work last night, and he was one of those guys who dated a whole lot of women. He met this one girl, and he fell in love. So his thing is like, you know what? She holds me accountable. She, you know, she trusts him. But he loves her so much that he changed his phone number. He gives her that time and everything. And also, it's like somebody said, if we were to exchange phones with our mates or Facebook accounts, how many people would still be together today?
That is a question.
Yeah.
But your question is, watch this. The question is, when you talk about telephones, text messaging, and you talk about Facebook accounts, let's say, you and I are seeing each other, Nancy, and you don't know Shatwan, and you look at my Facebook account, and she in there saying, I love you, and I miss you, and can't wait for you to come back to Chicago, but she don't say granddaddy.
Okay.
You would read meaning into that because it looks like this woman is saying, I love you, I miss you, can't wait for what?
And that is not the case.
That's my granddaughter.
I would read meaning into it until I get a chance to talk to you and let you get to explain it.
No. The reason why you're talking to me is because you didn't read meaning into it.
Okay, yeah. You already informed
your
opinion on what's going on.
I already read meaning into it. You just want to get...
We don't necessarily go into a relationship with insecurity. A lot of times it's the man or the mate that causes insecurity in the relationship. Now, me, myself, I trust. I have a trust level that's up the rate, you know, but then a lot of times it's the man that causes insecurity or the woman that causes insecurity in the relationship. We don't necessarily go into it not trusting.
I would have to disagree.
Disagree
with what? Who's that? Who's speaking?
It's Lily. I would have to disagree because...
You disagree with what?
That she says that it's something that the man is doing that causes distress. You're not going to know what he's doing as being distrustful unless you've experienced in another relationship. You don't know... When you go in and trusting a man, you're believing that when he says that he is somewhere, you're believing that. You're only going to start questioning that because you've experienced that somewhere else, or someone has put that distrust in you. Like if your friend is like, girl, something don't sound right, that don't sound right. Most women who have complete trust in their mate and never experience distrust, it's going to continue. His behavior is going to be allowed to continue unless a seed of distrust is sown from somewhere else, not from that man's actions.
You see, I disagree because I was married. I had trust up the yin yang. My husband came and told me he cheated. I never caught him cheating. Never had any inkling that he was cheating because I trusted him. He came and expressed like, okay, you know what? I'm tired. I got to confess. This is what happened. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times it's the insecurity that is caused in a relationship that causes the woman not to trust.
All right, hold on, ladies. Praise on. I'm trying to get everybody in that want to get in. This next on the line, Bertha.
Hey, Papa. Hi, ladies. Hi, Brent. How you doing?
Hello.
Is it to us?
I agree with a lot of things that have been said, but I can speak from two marriages. One, the first marriage, he was 3 years younger than me. I didn't know what love was. He didn't know what love was. And basically, as you say, Prophet, the honest confession is good for the soul. I made a damn sex legally because I didn't know nothing about no love. But I had got saved. I was in the church, and I knew fornication was a sin. So I got married so I wouldn't be sinning, so I didn't have sex.
But God
does not hold a marriage together. And his background did not keep the marriage together because I was looking at the fact that he came from a holy family. All of his family was sanctified, but that was a family. He had his own personality and character. So I can speak from being saying that I grew to love him. We divorced, and if I had divorced sooner when the Lord told me, I wouldn't have been having to deal with a lot of pain and hurt and torment that I went through that caused me to have a hatred for men. Because every time I looked at men, I saw him. I mean, it's hard to, in the beginning, until you really get to know God and the love of God and the heart of God, it's hard to forgive your husband for molesting your daughter.
Right.
But God cleansed me of that. He took the hatred of this man from me. And in the second marriage, I went in that marriage with insecurities, even in dating him. We sat down, and I told him my likes and dislikes. He told me his likes and dislikes. And him being an entertainer, I knew he was popular. He had children by three different women. But as you say, Prophet, when there was functions, those three women were there. I went. Because I was insecure in who I was and what I was. And I went from learning how to love a person to being in love. And when you're in love with a person, it's because you're walking totally in the love of God. We have been married a year, and you went back to using heroin. But
okay.
I sat down, and the Lord just began to bring things to me about my first marriage. He wasn't beating me. He wasn't misusing me. He wasn't trying to misuse my children. And as you say, Prophet, I began to see him as God saw him because he was a man of love and compassion. He had that one fault. He had been held up for 4 years. And he got back out there with them friends. He got back up there. But then he saw my life. I kept serving God. I kept living for God. I trusted him. There was no insecurities. I respected him. I didn't check his phone, his pockets. He would sit down with those women and tell them right in front of me, this is my wife. I'm in love with my wife. What we had is over with, is done with. I respected him for that. I respected him for not even bringing his drug abuse to the house. He did it away from the house. And I respected that. When I had the word in, I would call him.
I'm trying to see where you're going because there's other people. Mike, I want to light up quick.
All of this is, it's, you have to first learn to love yourself in order to love anybody else.
That's true.
As you said, you have to trust and respect yourself before you can even give it to another person.
I concur. Erico 224, your mic is open.
Hey, Prophet, this is Maginese. I just wanted to touch on, you asked the question earlier and said, why are women so catty? And then you gave the example, you know, of your two ex-wives and possibly you bringing another woman in and, you know, the what would happen there. And here's my opinion of that. The reason why we act the way we do is because we're emotional. We act off of emotion. And we are over-analytical of everything. And what we do is, we analyze situations, we overanalyze them, and we don't analyze it out of
emotion. I disagree. Y'all don't trust.
You can disagree.
You all don't trust each other. You all don't trust
it's
each
not
other.
That.
You
it's
all
not
don't trust each other.
Trust.
You all don't trust it's each
not,
other.
I agree with you.
I don't trust each other.
We don't trust each other because we know how women can be.
Y'all don't trust each other because y'all
that's
don't a, trust
that's
y'all
an issue in itself. That's an issue in itself, but what causes the distrust? It comes from
I don't
the fact
trust
that we act
y'all don't
out of emotion.
Exactly,
probably.
Emotion, you don't trust yourself. Women don't trust themselves. You all know. See, my mother taught me a lot about what my mother did when I was a little boy. When I was 13, 12, 13, 14, right when I started liking girls, my mother and my sister taught me so much. Taught me so much. And women do not trust themselves because you all are more vulnerable than a man.
Yes, we are vulnerable.
And you don't want to admit it. And a lot of men don't know it, but I do. My mother said, you all chasing women for what, thinking, you know, you all want them and they don't want you that much and you got to chase. Said women want a man way more than a man want a woman. And then she showed it to me in the Bible. God said, because of what you did, woman, your desire going to be under him. And I never forgot it. Women don't trust each other because you know how vulnerable you are. Hello, light bulbs.
It's true. We're vulnerable.
Y'all mighty quiet on the set.
I agree.
Y'all been exposed.
I concur. I concur. Not only that, but we know how we are. And we know that we're possibly also thinking that that woman would do the same thing that I would possibly do. She would behave the same way that I would behave if I was in the same situation. She, not that necessarily that woman is that way, but she's thinking on something that she has within herself, that she has the personality trait that she knows that could possibly come out in the other woman. It goes back to we don't trust ourselves. We are vulnerable.
Wow. And I'm telling you, this is good, wholesome conversation with the Lamb of God. And I don't mean to be overbearing, but, you know, when you come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you have studied human nature and you have watched, praise the Lamb of God, so many people through my almost 40 years now ministry and counseling and watching human behavior, it brings you to a place of wisdom and understanding. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that a lot of the issues that we carry within us is due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that we have all of this baggage that has come through our families, praise the Lamb of God, and just wise to call them generational curses. Because every generation of man and every generation of woman, no matter the different kind of clothes they wear, the different technology, the different education, we still same. Praise the Lamb of God.
Prophet,
that
I have to go. Prophet, I'm sorry to cut you off. This is Stephanie Brown. I had my name in the queue, and it didn't come on, and I'm just biting at the chumps, and I know you only got a few minutes.
I don't know how you got in here, because I still don't see your line.
I had to go take my husband's phone, because I couldn't get in on the queue.
Gangster, your phone, man.
I had to gank his phone. I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I'm supposed to be asleep. I done worked all night, but Lord knows I couldn't go to sleep. This was too hot. I had to get on. But, you know, I agree to disagree with everything that you say, but you know what? Women have instincts, and I don't care, insecurities, whatever. Just like you guys said, I think it's all in the upbringing. It starts from the beginning. Because me and Brett and I also went through the same thing where we had to interact as far as extended families because I was married before. My mother had to deal with it with my father, but Brett was not used to that.
Stephanie, we only got 10 seconds, baby. Listen, be on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, right? We're going to talk about love tomorrow. Okay? Be on tomorrow. We got to go. They're going to shut us off any second now. I love you all. I'm excited about your future. I bless you all. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. This was Blessed.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. I'm the